It's 8:55 and 35 degrees right now outside our WILL studios. A quick glance at the markets here on this Thursday. Fairly flat with corn. Beans a little bit lower. Here for some of the details, Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian.
Yeah, what are we seeing so far this morning, Ellen?
Well, we've traded to both sides on this corn market. We're just about flat right now. March corn's trading unchanged at 367 and a quarter. Dece at 389 is also unchanged. Not a lot to talk about on the corn, except for the fact that the options expire on Friday on the March grain options. And the open interest is highest in the 360 and the 370 strikes on this March corn on 880. On the March beans, both on the puts and the calls. U.S. corn is cheaper priced than stuff out of Brazil, still a big backlog. At Brazilian ports, more than 160 ships. That's compares to about 60 at this time a year ago. So there's not a whole lot on the corn side. On the bean side, every time we talk about a large South American bean crop, we go, yeah, well, give us something new to talk about. We see the Gulf prices in are still higher priced than those out of Brazil. So anybody that's a little bit exporters that are a little bit patient about buying will still wait for Brazilian stuff. I think the key to the bean market here, which is down about 3 to 3.5 cents, is meal. Yesterday we really kind of failed on meal, made new lows at the close. 261 support on the March meal has to hold here. We're down just about 80 cents there at 262.80. Bean oil got a pop yesterday out of news that Argentina was going to raise its export tax on biodiesel to support exports to the U.S. U.S. came back and saw higher bean oil market. The wheat market's trying to play off weather, whether the winter wheat in the southern plains will break dormancy a little bit too early. But we're down about 2.5 to 3 cents there, with the July down 2.25 at 4.78 even. On the livestock side, we're going to be talking about the cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow afternoon. 1 to 2% declines in all three major categories. The cattle are just a little softer this morning. Feeder cattle down 32 to a dime. Not much going on there. On the hog side, we did have an upside breakout in the April hogs yesterday when we took out 71.15. We're up on the Aprils. Other months down 10 to 30 cents. I think kind of one of the key things that I'm watching in here is this crude oil. Every time we get down much below $30 a barrel, we bounce. We're at $31.45 right now. We're up about 80 cents. The metals are down slightly. The dollar index has rebounded again this morning. We've been up over 97. We're down right now at 96.88. We're up about 9 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report here on this Thursday morning. And as Ellen mentioned, kind of a flat picture on the corn so far this morning. We'll keep you up to date. Next Ag Report with Todd Gleason coming up at 9:50. In your weather forecast today, breezy conditions, mostly cloudy skies, the high 46 degrees, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour this morning. Those will pick up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Breezy, mostly cloudy. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-40s tonight. South winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Windy, warmer, mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow. A near record high of 66 degrees. Southwest winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Sunny, not as windy for the day on Saturday. Still warm with a high of 62 degrees. Could see a little bit of rain on Saturday night with a low of 40. And mostly sunny for Sunday. A touch cooler, the high 55. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.